Now, MPs return to the Commons tomorrow, and even the pundits and pollsters couldn't fail to identify the pressing matter on all sides of the House this year. Brexit, Brexit, with maybe a touch more Brexit thrown in. The ramifications of leaving the EU threaten to crowd out almost all of the issues from the political agenda. But what else will concern MPs? And will 2017 aim to pick up where 2016 left off with some surprises of its own? Snap election, anyone? Well, I'm joined by the Conservative MP for Montgomeryshire, Glyn Davis, and the Labour MP for Cardiff West, Kevin Brennan. Thanks very much for both for joining me this morning, and good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Kevin, I guess, is there a problem that, or is there a danger, rather, that, okay, as all-consuming as Brexit must be, that the government could be then taking its eye, and members of Parliament for both sides, taking your eyes off other vital issues for the country?
Yes, that is a danger, because the amount of energy and resources going to have to go into the whole Brexit debate, and when Article 50 is triggered, this two-year dash to exit the EU, that's going to be a massive all-consuming issue. But there are huge other issues that need to be dealt with. We have all of the aftermath of austerity, the terrible consequences for the National Health Service, which particularly now we're seeing in England with a social care crisis, the fact that for years the government went around boasting it was spending more on the NHS in England when it was starving social care, which is part of the same system, of the resources necessary, for people to be able to be discharged from hospital. And also, other things like the lack in recent years of an industrial strategy, like the crisis we have in prisons as a result of the cuts that have been made to the prison service. There are lots and lots of very real, chunky, important issues that mustn't be missed in this massive discussion we're going to be having about Brexit.
Kevin, I guess one of the big issues for Labour in 2016 was that of the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn. We're seeing some, from Labour's point of view, very disappointing opinion polls, at least at the moment. Who trusts those now, I guess? But the party's going through a difficult period in terms of support from the opinion polls. Is that going to improve this year, do you think?
Well, before I answer that, picking up on what Glyn just said, the reason it is political, of course, in a sense, is because every week at Prime Minister's Questions, we had, Conservative Prime Ministers hammering away at the Welsh NHS, when actually the Welsh NHS has been the right thing by making sure that money is invested in social care rather than starving social care, which is what's happened in England and why we have the crisis we have now. But to answer your point, we've all got to do better in the Labour Party without question. If we look at those opinion polls, we're not doing well enough. And if we want to be able to form a government and be credible at the next general election, we have to do a lot better this year. And I think we suffer in a way from the disadvantage of having had the right answers in a post-truth world, as people say these days, because what we said, I think, about austerity, about industrial strategy, about lots of the big issues has been proved to be correct. But we undoubtedly live in a period after the great crash where people, have been distrustful of what went before. And I think as a party, we've suffered from that. And we all need to, be much more effective from top to bottom of the party in 2017.
But is there a danger that the great issue of our time now is going to be Brexit, as we've been discussing, and yet Labour doesn't seem to have a clear and coherent plan on that? And also, generally speaking, was on the wrong side of the debate in terms of something like, was it 70% of Labour constituencies voted to leave, whereas the overwhelming majority of MPs were in favour of remaining. That's a tricky one then for the party to try and win the support and trust of voters.
It is a genuine political, strategic challenge for the Labour Party without question, that whole issue of Brexit. I think the point is, though, you've got to, on these issues, stick to what you know is right. We would be wrong, I think, to completely, disengage from Brexit and say, right, that was it, and we've got nothing to say on the issue now when Article 50 is being negotiated. By the same token, we'd be wrong to ignore, completely wrong to ignore, what happened in the referendum. We have to accept that people have voted to leave the European Union. So we should engage, as we are doing, with the arguments and say, what kind of Brexit is right for the country and for Wales? That's got to mean things like participation in the single market. If you want Ford in Bridge to continue to have jobs in South Wales, you've got to be able to move your components around Europe, or else it'll be relocated to Spain. Mm. It's simple issues like that we need to get across.
And yet, if we read, I think, in the Sunday Times this morning, Theresa May expected to say that perhaps the UK will leave the single market. Can I just ask you both very quickly, I'll ask Glyn Davis first, yes or no to a snap election in 2017?
No.
Definitely not?
No, not until 2020.
Okay. Kevin, same for you?
We're ready for it if it happens, but it's not in our power.
There we are. Thank you both very much for your time this morning. Thank you much, Kevin Brennan and Glyn Davis.